Hi there, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist and author of a few books, and my latest book being Decision Making Mastery. So make sure you check that out. So welcome to today's episode, or this week's episode of the Life Masterclass podcast series, where I help you elevate your level of success, vitality, vibrancy, knowledge, wisdom, consciousness, whatever else you want to put into that plethora, with very practical tips, tools and strategies. So that's what I'm about. And if you want to go deeper on this work, make sure you check out the guided meditations that I do probably every 4 to 6 weeks. So drop into those and go into the subconscious workspace. If you're watching this on YouTube, you know, click the like button down below, subscribe. Don't do any bings and bungs and bells and whistles or anything that like that. You definitely don't need that. I was trying to work out what I was actually going to call this session. I understand what I want to talk about, what I want to extrapolate on, but I hadn't quite found the title I was going to go for. So I'll figure that out after I film this. But this has been inspired by a recent coaching session I had with a client. And it is one of the principal things that I do in helping people figure stuff out in order to become aware and self-aware of something, so that something can be done about it, so something can be processed, so something can be removed, something can be circumvented, something can be understood more clearly. So obviously if we go through life and we're unaware of, say, our blind spots, we're unaware of our weaknesses, unaware of the narratives that we're telling that aren't serving us, obviously if we don't know these things, we can't do anything about it. So a lot of the work I do is about helping people understand what the specific thing is that might be going on that's causing them to be less than their fullest expression of themselves. It's disempowering them. So one of the things when I was working with this client was this idea of, and the topic that came up was, you know, this client had done some work on themselves. And the particular topic that came up for themselves, or the realization, and it was quite a strong realization, was this sense of being unworthy. And that's not discommon. It's something that I've had experiences with, I've worked through, and I've worked through that with lots and lots of clients. But here was the thing, when I sort of talked to this client about this unworthiness, I wanted to know what it felt like, where they felt it, how it came up. So we want to become more familiar. Because the biggest challenge, or the biggest mistake I think people make, is they call something a name, they give it a label, and the label is fairly general or generic or broad, and there's very little specificity. By specificity, I mean if we know exactly what the issue is, what the blind spot is, what the chink in the armor is, what the weakness is, then we can like, oh, okay, that's the specific issue. Now we can do something about it. So a lot of times the conversations I'm having with clients is trying to understand and asking questions to get really specific. So in the case of the I feel unworthy, and I was asking, you feel unworthy of receiving what? So we drill down. Oh, I'm unworthy of receiving love. Okay. Unworthy of receiving love from whom? And that was a question they hadn't asked themselves, because a lot of times we think, I feel unworthy to receive love. Maybe it's mum or dad or society or something along the way. But as we drill down a little bit deeper, we realize it was actually unworthy of feeling love from themselves. So holding back love from themselves, being very judgmental, having an experience through life that caused them to be very big on perfectionism, like, and forming this belief that in order to get love, I need to be at this level. But that wasn't so much implied or applied by the family environment and parents. It was more about them putting that on themselves to the level. So them putting on to themselves, I'm not worthy of receiving love from that over there or them over there unless I do this at a particular level. So self-imposed. And a lot of times it's not until we ask these questions and drill down, that we actually get to the root, that we get to the sort of essence of what's going on. So essentially this, you know, podcast episode is about talking about the idea of taking the general down to the specific. From a business context, someone might say, I'm no good at marketing. Okay, let's drill that down. And it's like, not the general, I'm no good at marketing. It might, as we drill down and ask specific questions, I'm not so good at having conversations with cold call clients or something like that. Oh, okay, so now we can either look at that and see whether that's a business thing that needs to be there. Maybe we can circumvent that, take that out, realize we don't need to do it. Or maybe we need to upskill in a particular area so we can address that particular thing. So again, this is this idea of taking the obstacle, and a lot of times it's this generic obstacle, and keep asking questions until you come down to, ah, this is the issue, this is the challenge, this is the thing I need to work on, this is the thing I say to myself which causes me to be disempowered. Like drill. Now we've got something to work with. So that's essentially the message I want to get through for you, this practical idea of don't stay in this generic thing. Oh, I can't succeed because I have fear. Fear of what? Oh, fear of this. What in amongst that is your fear? Drill it down a little bit more. In amongst that, is there a specific piece of that? Drill down. And get to this piece that actually becomes something sort of more physical, something more tangible, so that we can actually do some work on that. So there you go. Are you telling yourself a story? Are you keeping things too general? Are you just sort of throwing out this phrase? Do you need to ask some questions to drill it down? Or do you need to find that person outside of yourself to ask those questions, whether it's a me or someone like me who's going to ask those specific questions? Yes, and then what's under that? And then what's under that? And then what's under that? Ah, now the big reveal. So I encourage you to do that. Any things that you've got going on in your life, keep drilling down till you work out what's the specific thing that is the issue or the challenge in this particular circumstance or situation. And I think you'll be surprised at how small it is compared to how big you thought it was. Once you get down to the specifics of it, then you can do something with it. So I think you've got it. I don't think I need to say any more on it. Final plug for my book. Check out the book, Decision Making Mastery. I'm going to do a presentation in about 4 or 5 weeks at a yoga center here in Bali. I'll record that as a video and I'll put it in my YouTube channel there as well. So I'll let you know about that. It's about a 45-minute presentation talking about the do's and don'ts when it comes to decision making, how you can use better skills to increase your co-creation of your destiny experience. If you want to do any work with me or find out some more stuff or send me some questions, I love getting asked questions, don't hesitate to send me a message. You can find out my details from my website, carlmassey.com. I think that's everything. If you got some value out of this, feel free to pass it on to someone and they might get some value out of it as well. Encourage them to check out my stuff. I think that's all from me. I hope that you're having an absolutely fantastic day wherever you are on this beautiful, incredible, gorgeous planet of ours. I forgot my weather report for Bali. I normally say that at the start. Blue skies, a little bit of cloud. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous day. Gorgeous time of the year. So have a fantastic day wherever you are on this beautiful, incredible, gorgeous planet of ours. All the very best and take care.